Matteo Farina was born in Avellino, Italy on September the 19th, 1990. It was apparent early in his life that Matteo possessed a deeply spiritual side. He would recite the rosary every day, read the gospel, and he developed a devotion to Saint Padre Pio and Saint Francis of Assisi. Matteo had a dream in which Saint Padre Pio came to him and revealed the secret of Christian happiness. Padre Pio asked Matteo to spread the message to others. Padre Pio told him, "You must understand that who is without sin is happy. Then you have to teach it to others so that we can go all together happily in the heavenly paradise." This dream led Matteo to realize that his vocation was to evangelize, and he wrote, "I hope to succeed as an infiltrator among the young people, telling them what God wants. I look around me, and I want to enter into young people's lives quietly like a virus, infecting them with an incurable illness called love." Some months later, at the age of 8, he made his first confession and on June 4, 2000, received his first Holy Communion. The young man would go to confession once a week and attend Eucharistic adoration as often as he could. Like people of his own age, he played various sports and he cultivated some hobbies. He loved music and even found a music band called No Name. Matteo had a great passion for chemistry. He would like to continue his studies in the environmental engineering field and also liked information technology, and he was an excellent student. Matteo's cancer first surfaced when he was 13 years old. Severe headaches and problems with his vision began to occur. His parents and his uncle Rosario traveled with Matteo for health checks in Avellino and Verona, and those visits were followed by a journey to Hanover for a brain biopsy. This is where it was discovered that his brain was filled with malignant cells. However, his strong faith and love of life never faded. He smiles at everyone, and even when recovering from surgeries, he tried to cheer up other patients. He would say, "It is useless to despair. We have to be happy and transmit happiness. The more happiness we give people, the more people are happy. The more they are happy, the more we are happy." In January of 2005, he went to Germany for an operation to remove a stage 3 brain tumor. For a while, doctors believed his cancer had gone into remission. But at the end of 2007, his condition grew worse. By October of 2008, his mom suggested he receive the anointing of the sick. It was during these teen years that he met a girl named Serena. They fell in love and always strove to have a chaste relationship. Serena remained at Matteo's side until the end. He said of Serena that she was the most beautiful gift the Lord could give. He started to meditate on the mystery of human love as mirroring the love of God. His love for Serena was a love which became companionship, communion, and sharing. He underwent another operation, but by February of 2009, his arm and leg were paralyzed and he needed a wheelchair to get around. He understood that his life might be short, and he wrote, "We must live every day as if it were the last, but not in the sadness of death, rather in the joy of being ready for our encounter with the Lord." Sometimes, when the pain was simply too much, Matteo wondered where the Lord was, but was always convinced that even though at times the good Lord seemed further away, He is always much closer than we think. He wrote, "Has God deserted you? No. In silence, He's always at your side. He wipes away your tears and holds you in His arms until you'll be strong enough to walk for yourself." In late March of 2009, he developed a high fever and was admitted to the hospital. It was at this point that doctors could do no more. Matteo received his last Holy Communion on April 13, 2009, and died 1 week later, on April 24, 2009, aged 19. Though he died at a young age, he lived a full life that can be summed up by his own words, "My God, I have two hands. Let one of them be always clasped to you in order to hold you closer in every trial. And let the other hands fall throughout the world if this is your will. As I know you by others, so let others know you through me. I want to be a mirror, the clearest possible. And if this is your will, I want to reflect your light in the heart of every man. Thanks for life. Thanks for faith. Thanks for love. I'm yours. Venerable Matteo Farina, pray for us.